to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Are you happy to be back?
It's Monday. It's the 9th of June, of course. Everything is, we're happy to be here. It's been a packed full 2 weeks.
It has. 7:07 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, we're here with Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And howdy, howdy.
How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Boy, summer in full swing, hot day today, and a fair on the way.
Let's
do fair. We're going to be talking about the fair.
Oh, the fair is coming up. I'm going to be judging one of the vocal competitions out there. That should be fun. Today, it's hot, 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 83 degrees right now. I know this morning when I took Snooki out, it was, about 5 o'clock in the morning. I thought, are you kidding? It's going to be 105 today, so stay hydrated, folks. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 70. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. And now it's your market minute. If you really want to know what's going on, let's talk to our experts from our Wells Fargo advisors. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, good Monday morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 7 points at 16,932. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1,952. And the NASDAQ is positive 5 at 4,326. Active stocks this morning include Hillshire Brands, up $2.90 at 61.81, excuse me. And Apple post-split, up 8 cents at $92.27. Stocks of local interest. North Valley Bank is unchanged at $22.04, and Tri-Counties Bank is down 1 cent at $23.61. In the bond market, we find lowered prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.45%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.21 at $103.87. Gold is up $1.70 at $12.54.20. And silver is up 9 cents at $19.09. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And we'll hear back again from our Wells Fargo advisors here at 810 and 905 right here on KCNR 1460. Love to see, especially after, you know, summer, vacation, and hearing all the stuff about the Apple stocks and everything like that. You're going to hear what's happening on Wall Street where they're there and it's live.
Okay, you know what? We're thinking about, it's summer, your kids are out of school, or you've got people visiting. What do you do? All right, Linda's going to give a two-minute commercial, and generally just gush all over Waterworks Park.
Oh, really? Right now?
Right now.
Oh,
just
okay.
Do that right. Well, we've got, want to get all of this done here early in the day.
Oh, okay.
So we can talk about places where people can go in great times, and then we can get on to things like Bergdahl and
started with
like
Oasis,
that.
The Oasis Fun Center. You were there, too. We miniature golfed with the kids, and we did the challenging course, which was 18 holes. It was a lot of fun. That day was about 95 out. We didn't know it. We had a blast. And then the next day, of course, we went up to Merrill, and we went to squeak shooting and broke in our 8-year-old grandson with a new rifle. That was a blast, and he loved it. And it's nice to see. It's great to see what happens with the world through children's eyes. I think that was the biggest treat of this whole week. And then Waterworks Park. Okay, now I have never been to Waterworks Park. I drive by it all the time, but we went at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. And the place was packed because it must have been field trips. I mean, it was field trips. So a bunch of kids, probably from the ages 4, 5, 6, but there were people with their babies. And these are the things that impressed me about it. First of all, they played really clean music. I was surprised. In fact, I went to one of the workers and I said, is this the kind of music you play? They played country and they played Disney. They didn't play any hip hop, any rap. They didn't. I did. Maybe they play it later on at night. I'm not sure. But when I asked the gal, she said, "Yeah, we have it on some kind of Pandora or whatever." And she said, "If we hear anything that sounds at all racy, we run over there and we delete it." So I think that that's fantastic. They're minded about that. It was very clean. I was surprised. I thought, "Oh my God, you know, I'm going to get all this. I'm going to be." Because I was in the water with the grandkids. It was a blast. So we went on a triple rafter. I went down every ride. I was there for 4 hours in the water. And we could have kept going. Our adrenaline was just hyped up. And you have, I have an 8-year-old and 11-year-old.
You were
going
to be back
and
a little
bit. And we went on the avalanche. The kids, I was surprised we went on the avalanche. We went on the thing called the toilet bowl where it goes around in a circle and it sucks you down the bottom, which was a blast. You know, we went
the
down.
Kids are, you know,
I know.
No, this is, but see, what we're talking about
else,
is this. Here's a place in town that Linda took our two grandkids. She rode all the rides. Of course, there was one that should be, if you're over 30, you're going to get whiplash. And it should be a big sign there. If you're over 30, protect
your
neck.
But they tell you to tuck your neck. And
yeah,
the first guy didn't say tuck your neck.
But the big thing about
intense.
It, the big thing about it was a great time. Place was clean. And when you were talking to the lifeguards who were supposed to be watching the pools, they never once looked at you. They always had their eyes in the
water
doing their job. And it was just, you had just a wonderful time. So here's a big shout out to Waterworks Park, something right here. And you're wondering where to take the kids. Safe. And they don't advertise with us, okay? They don't advertise with us, so that's got nothing to do with that.
People were courteous.
And people were courteous. The kids were courteous.
The kids were courteous. Yeah. And, you know, you have to carry your rafts up. So the whole time it's a lot of raft carrying, and then you go on the ride. Then there's a raft carrying, and you go on the ride. So,
hey, Bob, how come
and the rafts are not that heavy, but there were three. It was a three-hole, and then you could trade it in. You have to walk around. So there's a lot of activity.
Three-hole or two-hole,
or a single raft.
I'm not sure that sounds good in Waterworks Park, okay.
Then let's move on. Thursday night, we went to a Walk on the Wild Side Animal Park. Five-star bank, you know, who has been, we've loved and been in love with. We have a great love affair with them, and they've been a sponsor of ours and helped us get going here.
That's a financial love affair.
Yes. They are sponsoring the Wild Side, Take a Walk on the Wild Side Animal Shows, and this was the kickoff night, so we got to see their animal show and have a reception. And then a beautiful part about that was taking the kids to see the animal show, which it's not only just great for kids, it's great for people because it talks a lot about the birds, the skunks, the foxes, all the things that are from here, and you get to see them up close. It's a darling show outside in their little amphitheater, and then you go back into the museum, and they have a wonderful new exhibit called Identity, an Exhibit of You. Well, at this point, we'd already been at Waterworks Park till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, came home, went to Walk on the Wild Side, and then the kids, I'm not kidding you, they wanted to be in this exhibit. They could have gone all night. At 9 o'clock, we said, we've got to go home. So that's just two things.
Because your grandfather is curled up in the corner whimpering. All right, but okay, then Holiday Harbor is probably one of the best times you can have around here. Went out and rented a patio boat.
That was Friday.
And it had a patio boat. The cost of gas is now over $4 a gallon. You can get up there 16 miles to Holiday Harbor, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's it from town. You get up there, you rent the patio boat. You can get, you know, like three families or two families with their kids. The people there are outstanding. They go out there in the patio boat. And what we did was we drove around a little bit, but then we parked it, and the kids swam, and we had lunch, and we just stayed out all day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bought four noodles.
The kids swam and swam, jumped off and swam. What I'm trying to get at, though, is this, is the lake. Yeah, the lake's down. But it's not that
beautiful,
far down.
And it's clean.
The kids coming out of the water were absolutely clean. I mean, the whole thing, you know, I mean, was like a great time. You know, and that's why we're talking about this. We've got to take a break. But there's three or four great things you have here. You have the Fun Center out there. But you have Waterworks Park. You have Turtle Bay, which is just a great place to take the kids.
You could have done that twice or three times.
Yeah.
You
couldn't see everything.
Yes.
And then you have Holiday Harbor and those patio boats or a houseboat for a weekend. This is a great place. Get your friends together and go out there and just have a wonderful time.
And everybody that works there, again, it's nice to see when you have your children, you start to think about what are they seeing, and or your grandchildren. I mean, this is the first time the grandchildren were with us unsupervised. So I really took it very serious.
I mean,
they were never without their parents. supervising them. We had complete responsibility. So I took things, I looked at things like what were people saying, how were people acting, and the people at Holiday Harbor are just very clean-minded people. Kevin Kelly, thank you so much, and the staff, thank you so much. I mean, they were just delightful. I can't say enough. And the lake again, the kids said, we swam in a lake, and I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe they just, it was nice to take them on this kind of experience. And like I said, I got a few noodles. We jumped off the boat. We went to three different locations. I said, isn't it nice? Doesn't this water feel clean? The lake felt clean. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So we're blessed.
The best thing about it is that every night I would come home, and after tucking the kids, and I'd fall into my sleep number bed.
And my change sleep your sleep seven, number setting.
My sleep number seven kept on getting lower and lower.
Because back from a Harley ride before that.
At that point, it's minus two. No, it's my sleep number setting is 35. And what's your sleep number setting?
45. I've been hanging out there.
Anyway, here's the thing about it. Because of the dual-air technology, as you all know, Linda and I can each have a separate firmness in our bed. But here's something else that's starting here is our sleep IQ. The sleep numbers is introduced in your sleep IQ technology. It's only available with sleep number beds. It provides a simple and intuitive way to a better sleep. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to wear anything or any of that. When you sign up for it to get this, it fits on to existing technology that's in your sleep number bed. And what it does, it couldn't be easier because it tells you how you move through the night and then how you sleep and there's changes you can make. So you get even a better sleep. But the best thing for me is I always realize, you know, what a good night's sleep I get is because if I get up in the middle of the night, take the dog, or I hear the dog wakes you up. By the way, they've studied, you know, the fact that dogs wake up their masters like three times a night, or the kitties do, something like that. But in the sleep number, you go right back to sleep. But my other beds, I didn't. I'd stay awake for a while.
And the other thing is that what I really notice is when we travel and we stay elsewhere and we come home, it's always a better sleep because my knees, my elbows, my hips are not hitting those pressure points in the sleep number bed. I don't feel that. So I don't have parts of my body that are going numb or tingling, which happens a lot if you're on a mattress that's not, doesn't give like what we get with the sleep number. And I think that's really an important part about, especially when you get older, if you're active, you golf or whatever it is, you just want to be able to have a nice night's sleep so the next day makes a big difference in how you, obviously, I think it sounds like here it is Monday morning. We're ready to roll.
We had a good night's sleep. Yep. So how do you get a good night's sleep? In an American-made bed that's guaranteed, that's the Consumer Reports number one bed, you go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. It's located right behind the McDonald's, and you can give them a call, either Brian or Janice, just to find out or give them a call and see what they're saying. But these people are sleep experts, and they will take you and lay you down on one of these beds and then show you just why Sleep Number is the bed for you. We'll be right back right after these messages, because then we want to talk about Burn Doll. We want to talk about Benghazi, how that's tied into it. We want to continue talking about the VA and the other things that are going on in our government, both local, state, and the feds.
And pot smokers, you may not want to hear this, but we're going to give you some statistics when we get back.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
at Timberline Heating and Air. They're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts, ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. With Spring in the Air, Timberline has manufacturer and utility rebates with savings up to $2,650. Call Timberline now for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty, the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a complete duct and equipment cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Dirty coils force your compressor to run longer, increases energy use, and decreases the life of your system. Call 221-2222 or visit them online at TimberlineHVAC.com. They work hard to provide you the best value and comfort you require. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air. Proud to serve our community since 1985.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, Carl and Linda Butt here. How you doing this Monday morning on June 9th? 83 degrees outside. Maybe 105.
Have you been down to our friends at Indwelling? I mean, 1760 California Street. They have so much different. They have such a great selection of furniture, wall coverings, floor coverings. Dilgesh and Andrea Abraham.
Beautiful.
Beautiful place down there. Beautiful place. Right down 1760 California Street across from Jack's. Give them a call, 361-6727. Okay, you said you had facts that people aren't going to like about.
Well,
plot.
You know, something that came out actually from cars.com in one of the local rags, is not local rags, but national rags. As more states are poised to legalize medicinal marijuana, it's looking like dope is playing a larger role as a cause of fatal traffic accidents.
Hello.
Of course it does.
Columbia University research is performing a toxicology examination of nearly 24,000 driving fatalities, concluded that marijuana contributed to 12% of traffic deaths in 2010, tripled from a decade earlier. Hello, what does that tell you?
Well,
it's like the stuff in the marijuana.
Well, it's like anything that's mind altering. And mind, it is. It relaxes me, but it affects your brain and your maneuverability and your reflexes. So anytime you put something in, whether it's a shot of alcohol or a marijuana joint, it's going to have an impact on you. It just does.
This study did find that drugged driving to be particularly prevalent among younger motorists. When 8 high school seniors responding to a 2010 survey admitted to driving after smoking marijuana, nearly a quarter of drivers killed in drug-related car crashes were younger than 25. Likewise, nearly half of fatality-injured drivers who tested positive for marijuana were younger than 25. Colorado definitely legalized it. We know that was a headline that's been, as of recent. They have seen a spike in driving fatalities in which marijuana alone was involved, according to insurance.com. The trend started in 2009, the year medical marijuana dispensaries were effectively legalized at the state level.
What was the name of the study, hon? People were asking in the chat room.
Okay, I got this off of USA Today, and it's also in cars.com.
Cars.com. Okay, so yeah. That's where you can find it at.
It says marijuana playing larger role in fatal crashes.
It's bound to happen.
Just go to USA.com and it'll just, you know, that's one of the things I go to.
On June 4th, one of the last original of the 29 Navajo Code Talkers, Chester Nez, died at age 93. Now, when so many of you probably, well, a lot of you are veterans or friends of veterans or families of veterans, and so you may know about this, and there's been movies about them like Wind Talkers and all this, and essentially what it is the United States government was looking for an unbreakable code, because all codes could be broken in a battlefield code, and then Marines came up with this idea of their Navajo Indians, who were enlisting in the Marine Corps in great numbers. And by the way, our Native Americans enlist in the services in great numbers, and in some cases have a higher rate of death in combat than others. But the they took volunteers out of the Navajos, and they made they brought them in, and they made up a code that they could use on the battlefield. And this code was Navajo, the Navajo language, but code words within the language, so that it wasn't so that if a regular Navajo was listening to it, would not understand it. He did not know the codes, and this was so secret that they it wasn't even the program wasn't even released to years after the war was over. And was it true that they had somebody assigned to them, so if it looked like they were going to be captured, they would be killed? Yeah, from everything I've read, was that they had guards on them to make sure that this code could never, you know, was not going to get in the hands of the Japanese. So the original ones, there were 29 of the original ones who made this code, along with an officer who lived on the res. So, and the last one, Nez, Chester Nez. And Nez is a very common Navajo name, by the way, just died June 4th, age of 93. Heroes. And, like, you know, they have such a great love for this country. The Code Talkers and their children and their descendants. Every year they had a big celebration, and the Commandant of the Marine Corps came in one day when I was on independent duty out in New Mexico. And the Commandant had to park like a mile away and walk down to where it was at, and honoring the Code Talkers. I have a book signed by a lot of the original Code Talkers.
Wow.
Yeah, because of work we did on the reservation with the Marines out there.
The language is dying, sadly, because of social pressure, and there's an effort to keep it alive. Yeah.
There is. In fact, if you drive through northern Arizona and northwestern New Mexico and northeastern Arizona and into Utah and up there on the Navajo reservation, you'll hear their local radio station, and everything's in Navajo. And I've been to services where it was in Navajo, and you couldn't tell what was being said. I mean, there's some words that would come out that were, you know, that they didn't have a Navajo word for, like Monster Man talking about football. It was really it's a culture under attack, and a lot of our Native American on a lot of the reservations, it's a culture that's dying, unfortunately, from within. Okay. The one last thing we want to talk about before we go to break, we've got people lined up here, was the one last place that you can tell people to go to. We went to the Colt 45s games on Saturday. What a great game. Colt 45 baseball here, $5 to get in, $3 for a hot dog, $2 for a drink. For $10, you can have a great night at the ballpark. And kids get in cheaper than that. Kids get in for like $2 or $3. Seniors get in for $3. And the thing is that you support a charity at the same time. In this case, it was the Asphalt Cowboys. But you've got Haven Humane coming up on the 21st. That you go out there, you have a great game. These kids play great. And I can tell you what, they're good young men there. My grandson sat on the bench for most of the game. And he was treated like, you know, I mean, they treated him really, really great. But he said, Grandpa, they were saying some bad words. And I said, the players? Oh, no, not the players. It's some teenagers in the stands next to us. I said, well, you're going to get that. But the players weren't.
Yeah.
And what a great, I mean, you know, Coach Rick Bassetti you know, Coach, your vision, and it's been written on by Mark Beecham and about this.
It's wonderful.
It is, because you've got these great stadium seats. Just you're close into the game. You've got, you know, people are volunteering for stuff. It's clean. It's a great night with the kids. And you know what? I heartily encourage people to go. And we're going to be giving away tickets every week. We'll start that tomorrow. Giving away a couple of tickets every day for these games.
Absolutely.
It was, you know, what a great time. And the people out there are super. And you can watch a great baseball game. And then, if for some reason you can't make it out every night, right here on KCNR 1460, every game is being broadcast.
It was nice to have the Saturday night at 8:15 because we got out there and it was not a hot evening. It was a cool breeze. And by the way, they do sell beer and wine. So if you feel like you want to do that, and they also have hot dogs and pizza
and nachos.
They
have it all. Ice cream. They've got it all.
Yeah.
They have it
we
all.
We ate it all, and the kids loved it all. The
kids loved it all. All right.
Our next game coming up is on the 11th when the we take on the Mudcats.
The 11th, that's
what's a Mudcat?
A Mudcat is like a catfish.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Where do they come from? Mudcats. I mean, what's their home?
I'm not sure. I know
it's just the Mudcats. I mean, Mudcats are usually like River Denizens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Colt 45.
That's an interesting mascot.
All right. So we've done this. We've told you what happens when you smoke marijuana. You crash into things, and places to go for the summer. Now we got all that. Now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this Monday at 7:34. Crack that whip. That's what we do.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that's the way you wake up in the morning.
You're back.
This is what wives say to their husbands.
Wait a minute. You're cracking.
Crack that whip. Do-do-do-do-do. Take out the trash. Do-do-do-do-do.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Welcome to my world. Yeah, okay. You think it was, you know what? It's, you know what? How many times have I said, I wish I was back in with just those pagans in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was safer there. You know, so, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by.
It's a great Monday morning
nutrition.
Song.
Yeah. North State's nutrition experts. You know what? Joe and his family and all the people down there at Orchard Nutrition, you walk into place and it smells clean. It smells healthy. It's not just clean, it smells healthy.
Yeah,
it's citrus smelling and all this. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to help you. A larger selection of natural foods and supplements anywhere in Northern California, right there. Hey, they're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. You can give them a call at 244-9141. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. Plus, they have classes in the evening on diet and health and keeping yourself healthy. All of this at Orchard Nutrition.
I like to go in the back when I'm on the run. I just, oh, gosh, what am I going to get? You know, start to have a blood sugar thing. Run into Orchard Nutrition and go right to the back. They have these little pre-made sandwiches, freshly made, as well as little different pasta salads and stuff like that. I can grab one of those and a drink, and there you go. And it's just done. And you know that it's healthy, and you know it's a good fix. And I love being at Orchard Nutrition because you know that not going to put – you know, crummy ingredients in there.
That's right, and that's a great segue into what we're pushing right now. You go from the, you know, right after you get your sandwich at Orchard Nutrition, you head right down to the Veterans Memorial Hall on Saturday, June the 14th, for your wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew night. There you go. You've had your healthy, you know, you know, go for your little run in the morning, have your healthy lunch at Orchard Nutrition, eat, you know, take your supplements, and then head on down and join.
And then swig it down with what I would call is one of your essential food groups, wine.
Or beer. And we're here with Vince Stevenson, who was standing like this going, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He was the senior vice of the VFW Post 1934 who was putting this on.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this.
Well, we have a great event coming up. This is an annual that we put on. This year we have three fantastic charities, and so that's what I'm probably most excited for. Last year you might have recall we were – doing it for the Vietnam Veterans Monument. Mm-hmm. This year we have Books for Vets, which is a group that we actually put together. What we saw was there was a gap between the time that a veteran is, when they're going back to college, approved for the GI Bill. They might get it approved maybe in early August, but they don't get their first check until October. And so what we're going to do is start a group that does nothing but fund their books to help them get going and into school. And then get ready for that first check.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I've been going to the schools, Shasta and Simpson and a couple others. And
veterans taking care of veterans. That's
I'm
great.
I'm beating the drums on things that they can do. Now, Shasta's got some good programs, and Simpson is stepping up because it's one of the things they want to do. They want to step up because they see veterans as a major part proponent of their future too, and so they're putting together their plan. So I think anything we can do to help our veterans take that next step, get them back, get them go into school, get them their, you know, whatever it takes to make it easier, whether whatever kind of school it is.
And that seems to be a big push, Carl, throughout the city. I was part of leadership writing this year.
You were.
And well, congratulations.
Yeah, you know what? That's an honor to be asked to do
our
that.
Our friend Rhonda Ball is somebody who. Has gone through that. Several of our friends. What was that experience like for you?
Absolutely loved it. I've lived here. I grew up in Palo Cedro, and so 50 plus years in the area, and being able to learn about my hometown from a different perspective, being able to delve into different areas of, you know, things of concern. Now I have two young girls, and so for me, the educational system was very, very important. And for me to be able to see what's going on, the transition that's occurring, the momentum that's being built, it was very nice. I enjoyed it. So if you get an opportunity, anyone out there listening, you owe it to yourself to do it.
Wow.
So.
Yes.
We've heard nothing but great things, but it's another
perspective. We expect more from you
perspective,
now, though.
hearing it from you. Yeah. Because, you know, of course, you're in here to talk about an event that you're putting on that, you know, we totally support. But to hear that Leadership Reading came into this conversation and the passion behind it. It's just a really cool thing.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Vint, tell us about the WWCB, Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, knowing that this is going to be a great event. But you need to tell us about this one.
Well, a few years back, we were looking for an event that actually brought in a lot of the things that our demographic likes to participate in. But we wanted to do it at a level that was more educational, and we wanted to do it at a level that was affordable and kind of kept people involved. So what we did is we came up with the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew. We'll have the Scotsman, if you haven't had an opportunity to sit down with him. He actually comes in full kilt. He's got a heavy accent, and he gives a total breakdown of the history and the different tastes that you're playing with. So he'll probably have 10, 12 different scotches. We'll have a Tennessee whiskey and bourbon table. We'll have, I think there's 5 confirmed wineries, all local. We have 10 different breweries. Shelley from Tobacco and Brew will be there representing.
You know what great people they are.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, you know what? Talking about supporting veterans, and she and Joe are just, you know, you talk about Tobacco and Brew. It's been there a long time. And what they participate in and what they do for this community, the day that they decide to hang it up, the community is losing.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot. And,
Carl,
and they don't even know it. The community doesn't even know it.
All I do is I reach out to them. And, I mean, there's people who participate in the event, and then there's people like Shelley. She just continually asks, what more can I do? What can I do to push this further? So, fantastic.
That's great. Okay, now, so this is VFW, Veterans Foreign War Post, 1934.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the senior vice there. Tell us how you become a member of the VFW.
Well,
because we've got a lot of veterans out there who, young guys are coming back, they say, I'm not joining anything. Well, you know, guys, we need you to join the VA and get in there, first of all. But we also need you to kind of come into places like this where you can talk to guys who have been there before and they can talk to you about some of the things that you've seen, because we've seen it too.
Yeah. And I think that, Carl, I think you're right. I think that's the thing that probably most needs to be stressed is here's some people who are obviously twice as old as you, most of them. And they've gone through a lot of the same things that you've occurred, or at least similar to. And so in that situation, it's a scenario where you're going to be able to have the opportunity to kind of bounce things off of them. We have a service officer, so if you have questions around, you know, how do I get signed up for certain things, what perks are available to me as a veteran, we have a service officer that will walk you through it, tell you where to get signed up, you know, so on. But then the other part is, I mean, Veterans of Foreign Wars is a situation where if you have served in most Iraq and Afghani veterans do qualify, bring in your DD-214 and we'll make sure. But the VFW, at least this post, is taking a transition. We're actually realizing that a lot of the older veterans who qualified for the VFW, which is a smaller group, are kind of, you know, they've seen their days. And so now they're kind of going about the wayside, and now we're welcoming in the younger veterans. So we're going to change not only the post, but our activity level as well. So we're going to do a 1-to-5 program.
What's that? 1-to-5?
1-to-5. What we're finding is that children between the ages of 1 and 5, about 90% of their brain development happens then. And so what we'd like to do is we'd like to make sure that the veterans that are out there, if they've got young children, that they get some of the programs that are out there. So we're going to bring it to the VFW for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bob?
There's a perception, and what I'm hearing is that you're planning, is that you're working on changing that image that has been around for all the years, that the VFW is basically a place where old guys gather and drink and reminisce old times, and you're trying to change that. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely.
100%. Well, you know, unfortunately, if you go out and you look at things, you know, maybe it's starting to change now. I mean, I'm starting to see a little bit of a change, but when you go to all these events, it's the same people.
Yep.
And they're all older. They're your, some of them, maybe not so much your World War II because they're getting pretty old, but your Korean, your Vietnam guys. Mm-hmm. You're seeing mainly older people, but lately I've been seeing younger groups, like children coming in, and this is, and I wish our grandkids had been here for Memorial Day so we could have taken them out there and let them see everything.
They did go with us to vote. We had them go with us.
They
to
went
vote.
In there. That's right. In fact, they voted. He went in and he said, and she said, well, who are you? And he said, Rick Rick Bassetti, and the lady gave him, a ballot, and so he voted, and Ashlyn, who was 11, said she was Francie Sullivan, and so she got to vote too. And but we made sure they didn't vote for Leland Yee. Okay, now the who should we vote for, Grandpa? I said, well, really, hon, you should do this research yourself. But since you're asking, I'm in fact, when people ask me, hey, Carl, we haven't been able to follow us. Who do you vote? You know, what do you think? I've just gotten 10 votes the way I believe. You know. And I only had to vote once. Okay, to get into the VFW, qualifying Foreign Service, World War II, Occupation Service, Korean Service, Desert Shield Storm, Bosnia-Kosovo, Korea, Vietnam, Expeditionary Operations, Hostile Fire, Imminent Danger Pay. You know, I'll tell you why I have a problem with that one. and you probably know exactly why, too. That's right. Those guys that were flying into UAE, you know, they would fly in. Land in a place that's never been shelled, unload their stuff, fly back to the UAE, live in these great hotels. We're pulling in combat pay. Okay. Anyway, Afghanistan, Iraq. So there's many of us out there.
Mm-hmm. That, absolutely.
And having a voice, especially when you see what's going on in this administration, I don't want to make this political, mm-hmm. but so many things happening. Just look at the VA. And the VFW play, I mean, we all swing a big stick in this thing.
Absolutely.
You stand up and go, we need, you know what, you're shortchanging us here, buddy.
So. And Carl, that's probably, to me, the most emphasized point when we talk to young veterans that are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, is that, you know what, you're either going to get in and have a voice, or you probably need to just be quiet and stay on the sideline.
That's right. You're either eating at the table, or you are.
Yeah.
On the table.
Perfect
so
way to say
it. It's one of those things. Okay. Now, okay. So this is going to be a great event. Got all these people coming. This will be Saturday, June 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. The Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, a fundraiser for local charities put on by our VFW post 1934.
It's at Memorial Hall. Veterans Memorial Hall.
Tickets
are
only $10. And you're going to have a great time down there, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, I encourage people to do this, and as you can probably imagine, and if you haven't joined this post, give me a call. Bad Bob's joining it. I belong to other VFW posts. I'm going to join this one.
Excellent.
And it's a way of letting your voice be heard, especially veterans. And if you got any questions at all, you just call the post, and the number there is. Or call who?
Yeah,
just give somebody
Vince
a call.
Stevenson, 949-5000.
949-5000. Thanks a lot, Vince.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is just one of the times we want to have you on, because we want to talk about some other things too, especially leadership writing. I like to have a couple of you all in, let you be the organizer of it.
Love it.
And I want to talk about what you all think about writing, because frankly, I'm not seeing too much from my leadership here.
You know what we should do is have maybe a team, two or three from leadership writing come in and actually take over the show one day when we're gone. That'd be perfect, because they have an insight. They can bring in their leaders. They can bring in people that a lot of people we don't probably even know of. Mm-hmm. That would have an interesting face for our listeners.
Would love to.
These are just some of the things, because we've got candidates coming up this week, and I tell you, because I'm going to put their feet in the fire, unless they have some really good ideas.
Excellent.
About what to do to move us forward. And then, frankly, then get out of the race. You're wasting my time. All right, Vince Stevens. The Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, Saturday, June 14th. It's for the Veterans of Foreign Wars. They're raising money for a number of different charities here. Tasting booths, raffle prizes, food and drink, all of it for only $10. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us. The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. 7:52 in the morning. Currently 83 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. It's going to be a hot day, 105. You know, and that's one of the things I have with kids is hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Yes, just keep drinking lots of water. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 70 degrees. The weather is brought to you by, just got my W's and my S's mixed up. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. One of the things that, Carl, that I wanted to share with you, there's a couple of stories, but you know, after spending a week with the grandkids doing a lot of these things, again, I was at Waterworks Park. There were probably 600 or 700 kids there, and I was really surprised. I know we get really down, and I don't know if it's probably because we see so much of it in the news, or we see, you know, kids that are, you know, the word I want to say is disrespectful. And what I found that day at Waterworks Park is that the kids were respectful. I didn't feel at all that they were not nice. I mean, they engaged with us, too. I'm with an 8- and 11-year-old, and, you know, they talked to me like, you know, people waiting in line, you know, to get on rides. It was a heartwarming story this morning. I think it's a great thing to talk about the heart of our children. They're our future Americans. They are Americans now. They're our future leaders that are going to, you know, help to make our country strong and have values, and think about family. Well, in Michigan, a teenager who wanted to raise awareness about cerebral palsy, he walked 40 miles with his younger brother strapped to his back, battling heat, rain, fatigue, and more to finish the trek Sunday. Hunter Gandy, he's 14, had been planning for weeks to pull off the walk, hoping to put a face on the muscular disorder that prevents his 7-year-old sibling, from Braden, from being able to walk without help. But all his organizing couldn't prepare him for the conditions he faces. He packed the 50-pound boy over 2 days. He even thought about giving up along the way. There was rain, there was heat. And can you just imagine? I mean, I know you can, but at 14, for your 50-pound brother hauling him for 2 days.
He's heavy. He's my brother.
Exactly. So we want to congratulate him. I just think that that's a great, you know, he's a wrestler, by the way. He trained the track by lifting weights and staying active and by checking the weather forecast. But he just thought he needed to do this for his brother. And that's the kind of young future Americans that we hope that lead our country, that have that kind of heart and spirit.
Yeah, you know, you need that, because right now we are not getting the leadership we deserve in this country. And I'm going to talk about two things right now in the last few minutes before we get... Debbie Sprague here, author of Stranger in My Bed, will be here. I'm hearing that right now. We can play that a little bit later. I'm getting ready to rant. Two things that I see right now. Go to America with your child. You won't get turned away. Word has apparently spread in Central and South America that U.S. Border Patrol agents are releasing thousands of illegal immigrants. How about illegal aliens, as federal resources and facilities are strained from a spike in crossers? It's true. They're bringing them down. They don't have enough room for them. And why is that? They're because thousands of illegals are going across. Hundreds of thousands are going across the line, and they're being encouraged by their countries because nothing's going to happen. Oh, America wants you. They will not send you back. If you bring your children over, they will be made Americans. It's not right what they're saying, but it's enough, because President Obama and his minions have given this feeling that if you are here illegally, why go home? You're getting all of the health care, you're getting education, you're getting anything. You're getting scholarships. At the same time, we are killing veterans because there's not enough management in the VA. And so now we're being inundated with hundreds of thousands of illegals who are coming across the border because of Obama. And you tie that on to what he did with Bergdahl and turning loose the 5 Taliban. Can anybody figure this out? Can anybody figure this one out? Because I tell you what, Bergdahl, for whatever reason, we'll find out. After there's this investigation, don't leap to just don't say he is a lowlife scumbag that his partners are saying, that his patrol mates are saying. But here's the thing, is that they turn loose 5 of the Taliban, they're in gutter, and right now there's nobody watching them. They're going to movies, they're going to having eating out, they're just kind of resting up right now, getting their strength and making their contacts again so they can go out and fight. The bottom line, though, in Bergdahl, is they actually thought, this is how far away they are from the feelings of the American people, and especially the military. And I blame Chuck Hagel for this, too, is that they actually thought this was going to be an Oprah moment. Oh, look what we've done. We've rescued this young man who served honorably. No, we don't know that. He's got his platoon mates and his officers saying he left. He deserted in the face of the enemy during time of war. This is what they're saying. And this is how low some people can be. Donna Brazile, spokesperson for the Democrats. Oh, the Republicans orchestrated this. They got all these people and they orchestrated this. How low can you get, Brazile? You've said things before that are absolutely snake belly low, but this one's even lower than this. This is like whale poop low in the bottom of the ocean. That they orchestrated this because these men who rest their lives out there looking for this guy and serving out there in Afghanistan, something you probably don't know a damn thing about, said, hey, he left, he deserted. And because they're saying this, these guys are trying to make some kind of hero out of him. That's what started the whole thing, because you didn't know. The Obama administration was so far away from reality, they actually thought they could pull this one off after everything else they're doing. But they did manage to do one thing, didn't they? Took your mind off the VA, huh? Didn't they? Mm-hmm. Took your mind off the VA. Didn't take our mind off it.
Benghazi.
Benghazi. Oh, what about Benghazi? Oh, no, now we've got a sideshow going over here.
Wag that
dog. Is there anything? How about Obamacare, which is still a significant problem? And now Obama's going to work around Congress, so I'm just going to cut how much money people have to pay for their student loans. We've got more student loans, you know, months, $1 trillion, you know, blah, these poor kids. Well, these poor kids got these loans because the government said they were going to back them. As soon as the government said they were going to start backing loans, guess what? The cost of everything skyrocketed. Thank you, government. All right. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Debbie Sprague's going to be with us right after the break. Author of Stranger in My Bed, about post-traumatic stress. A lot's been happening for, and this is about our veterans. A lot's been happening with our veterans and post-traumatic stress. And a lot's been happening with Debbie Sprague. We'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A survey by the National Association for Business Economics predicts that U.S. economic growth should accelerate in the second quarter. NAB President Jack Kleinhans, meanwhile, says most of the economists surveyed do not expect the Fed to start raising interest rates until next year.
A large percentage, 86%, believe the Fed funds rate will start to begin to creep up in early 2015.
Meanwhile, most economists say growth for the full year will likely come a little lower than they had previously estimated. Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. Supreme Court siding with the Obama administration in a case involving immigrant children. Here's SRN's Wally Hines.
The court ruled that immigrant children who waited for years with their parents to obtain visas still have to go to the back of the line when they turn 21. The case involved a Salvadoran woman who was in line for a visa along with her 13-year-old son. But after years of waiting, her son turned 21, and government officials said he no longer qualified as an eligible child. He was placed at the back of the line. That resulted in a wait of several more years. The court overturned a ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Powerful storms expected to rake their way across parts of the nation's midsection today, including Nebraska, Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri. The same system produced a rash of tornadoes in Colorado. Paul Cleveland tells KMGH-TV he was playing golf at the time.
After the tornado passes, I look on the ground, and the caddy who we rode on the back of the golf cart, his head was under the tire, suffered a severe blow to the head, just blood completely on the right side. His wrist, in fact, just cracked out.
The good news is, officials say, despite those injuries, the caddy is expected to fully recover, and the injuries were not considered life-threatening. The National Weather Service says in all there were 8 tornadoes in the state of Colorado yesterday, 3 of which caused damage. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Two senators from opposite sides of the political spectrum have come together to craft a new VA reform bill. More on that from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain is working with Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders to get to the root of the problem with the VA health care system. Senator McCain says one reform in their bill would allow veterans a choice.
Where if they're outside of 40 miles from the nearest VA facility, if there's a wait time which is unacceptable, then they should be able to go to the health care provider right near their home.
The bill follows recent revelations that falsified records that led to delays in medical care at the VA facility in Phoenix resulted in the deaths of several veterans. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Gas prices holding steady as they have now for the past several weeks. Analyst Toby Lundberg says what you pay depends on where you drive. She says the cheapest gas found in Baton Rouge right now, $3.33 a gallon, according to her survey. This is SRN News. Chinese officials have accused vessels from Vietnam of launching more than 1,400 ramming raids on its ships near a drilling rig in the South China Sea.
Beijing accuses Vietnamese boats of ramming into Chinese government ships more than 1,400 times near a Chinese oil rig stationed in waters claimed by China and Vietnam. As many as 63 Vietnamese vessels attempted to break through China's cordon, according to China's foreign ministry, noting the Chinese side acted with great restraint. China might be attempting to rebalance public opinion in its favor following the release of a video by Vietnam last week showing a large Chinese ship ramming into and sinking a small Vietnamese fishing boat.
And that's the BBC's Celia Hatton reporting from Beijing. President Obama taking action to cap student loan payments, the president signing an executive order that lets borrowers pay no more than 10% of their monthly income. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is June the 9th. It is 8:05 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Estate jewelry, you name it, Leonard has it. The only trained watch repairman in this whole area. So if you got a watch that needs to be worked on, just skip the middleman. Come straight to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Great prices, great selections, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with our latest on Wall Street. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 19 points at this time, trading at 16,943. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1952, and the NASDAQ is up 11 at 4332. Active stocks this morning include Apple, which is up 36 cents at 92.58, and Dollar General up $6.54 at 64.53. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 10 cents at 23.72. Bank of Commerce is down 1 penny at $6.47, and Exo Group is up 6 cents at $12.02. In the bond market, we find lower prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.62%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.46 at $104.12. Gold is up 60 cents at $1,253.10, and silver is up 9 cents at $19.08. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy, and we'll be back with our Wells Fargo Advisors again at 9:05 here on KCNR 1460. The Wells Fargo Advisors are on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 243-7561. Currently 83 degrees, ladies and gentlemen of KCNR land, 8:07 in the morning. We're going to have a hot day with temperatures around 105. So please keep in the shade and again hydrate. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 70. Tomorrow it looks like we have about 101, 102 clear evenings around 64. And Wednesday is we're supposed to be under 100 degrees on Wednesday. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Good morning. Okay. Yeah, I was just calling to let people know what's going on tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonnyview Road. It's going to be a surprise.
Surprise? Okay, wait a minute. Does this have anything to do if you walk in and people hit you with things? Like, you know, like wet sponges?
Well, yes and no. However, we're putting out a warning not to come if you're the least bit squeamish.
Mm. Okay.
So there you go.
Okay, so if you can't be squeamish, you're not going to do like a blood sacrifice, huh?
No. no blood sacrifice.
Of Terry, you're not. Do we get to throw eggs at Terry?
We'll provide the eggs.
Will you? Okay. You know what? I have some eggs I've been saving for 3 weeks out in the sun. Oh, okay. Okay, so this is not for the squeamish.
Yes. It's a surprise, and people can come, but just beware.
Okay. Well, you know what? This has got everybody, got me peaked right here. And so I'm going, you know, but you know what? I don't want to see tomorrow morning in the newspaper because, you know, Record Searchlight said, you know, blood sacrifices at Tea Party. You know, Democrats, Democrats, you know, drawn and quartered or something, or Obama effigy, you know, something. Don't do that, you know, because you don't even have to do that. It'll be in the Record Searchlight.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
In fact, you just gave them their headline for tomorrow with this phone call.
All right. Well, we'll watch for it.
Secret ritual.
Secret ritual. Oh, God. Tell me it doesn't have anything to do with putting costumes on. All right.
It does not.
Okay. All right.
No, it does not.
Okay. That's tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes. It's Bonneview Baptist Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
All right, Sally. Thanks a whole lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You
bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know,
that sounds like fun. You know, I just want to go just to see what it is.
Yeah, it's intriguing.
It is intriguing. When you do things like that, it's going to be not for the squeamish. I mean, that right there tells me, should I bring my you know, when you fly, and I just flew the grandkids back down to Ontario.
Let me break in. I'm really proud of Carl because, you know, this is what he did yesterday. He drove the grandkids to Sacramento. He got on a plane to Ontario with the grandkids. So he could, you know, they've been, he called and said they've been safely handed off to their parents. He turned around, he flew from Ontario back to Sacramento, and drove from Sacramento back to Redding in one day. I said, it is amazing what can happen in 12 hours to be able to have all that transpire in 12 hours. It's amazing what can, you know, cars, planes, and it takes
taken a train, but there was none available. I would have called Jay, the yellow cab guy, just at the last 5 miles. Jay, drive me in just for that. But, well, you know what? They weren't going to get
out. And by the way,
it was either that or keep them another week.
And by the way,
I don't think I could have lasted.
Before we go into our very special guest, we've got so much to talk about. This is so poignant. Remember, if you park your cars anywhere, lock your doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, economic recon on our cars last night. Night before last.
And that's what we got when woke up at 4:30 to take the kids to the airport.
We came back from baseball game. It was a lot of stuff going on. I forgot to lock Linda's car. And so they came through. Now, when they took everything out of the center console, they piled it up neatly. What can I say? Out of both of the car and the trucks. And they they piled it up neatly. They didn't throw it all over the car. They didn't throw it outside. They looked through it. They got nothing. They left sunglasses, flashlights. In my truck, they left the GPS. It didn't work, but they didn't know that. Flashlights, sunglasses. They even left change. I did have like 12 loose dollars.
They took a camera.
They did take a camera.
And they took cash. Not that we had a bunch of cash, but dollar bills. Bucks,
but they did not take anything else. They didn't get in the back. Of course, we might have been coming out and waking up, you know, might have been.
I don't know.
I don't know. But here's the thing is, lock.
Yeah. And we have a set of keys that are lost. We can't find our set of keys that were probably in the car again. You know,
why were they there? You know,
so now we
have
to get a lock, you know. Anyway, so just remember, it can happen, and we have the grandkids, and like I said, you know, changing car seats, and it's a lot of stuff and activity. It can happen. Just remember all the time to lock your doors. It's easy access if you don't.
Okay. Debbie Sprague. Finally, after all that. We need this extra time. We've cut back on our commercials, so Linda and I can just rattle on about anything we want, because it's our show. All right. And there's for people out there, so, well, you know, I think you should do this and do this. Hey. I've got plenty of hours for your own show here. Come on. Come down. I'll give you a special price, and we'll get you on. You can do anything you want every day for 2 hours. Okay. June is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month, and we have got the best person in the world to talk about it.
Debbie Sprague.
Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
You finally get to say something.
Absolutely. You have. Yeah, there's so much to cover. But anyway, so you're with us for the remaining of the show till 9 o'clock. That June is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Month. Of course, Debbie just also got back from Washington. A very exciting thing happened there, as it should. I'm so excited that you're being honored.
And we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes.
And also more about your book and a couple other things that are going on with you. You can share your experience and your expertise with our listeners when we get back. KCNR 1460.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like how you bring in the Bob music. I'm ready on Monday. I feel like...
Carl in the Bob.
Almost feel like I'm going to do a jazzercise
class.
Blast
from the past.
Yeah. 8:17 in the morning. It's June the 9th. Carl and the Bot, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? Talking about PTSD is that Sharon Clark gets into that with a lot of the people she helps and the elderly are veterans. So, and she does a great job. 10 years in service here as Home Helpers. All caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded and insured. And Sharon will give you a personal in-home consultation to tell you what kind of assistance that your loved ones need. Check out their website at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or again, give them a call, 226-8350. Renting Home Helpers and Sharon Clark.
Our guest this morning is the beautiful Debbie Sprague, who charmed us when she first came, when I first met Debbie, and only to find out that so many of our mutual, we have mutual friends. She brought a book in that was called A Stranger in My Bed, and dealing with what it is to be with somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder. And Debbie, it was like something that you've talked about your own personal testimony here on the air in the past, and you and Randy both, and talking about how you had to delve into it rather than having it be a secret, right? And welcome to the show this morning, again, for those listening for the first time right now.
Well, thank you, Linda.
Now, you just came back from Washington, D.C. You know, let's see, you released your book about how long ago?
A year ago, June 27th.
Wow, oh, so it'll be a year. Yes. This, you know what? We were very fortunate that we were right here when Debbie was doing it and, you know, putting the book together, writing the book. And we knew Randy from a completely different way. You know, your husband, who is one of the main parts of the book, from playing golf in tournaments, you know, to help help in the Special Olympics. And that's what started that with us. But so it's been a year then. Lots happened in a year. Can you catch us up on that?
Wow, there's been so much happening. But we'll start with the Washington, D.C. trip.
Okay, Washington, D.C. just happened.
Yes.
And so give us an inside scoop of what happened. Were you invited to come back, to go back? What happened?
Okay, well, first of all, in March, I was invited to be a fellow for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, caring for military caregivers. And that was such an honor to be invited to be part of that organization. And the White House put on an event for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation fellows in April. So we were all invited back. There's one from each state, so I'm the...
You're the California representative?
I'm the California representative.
You mean from up here, little old Northern California? If you're all those people down in Southern California, you are the one.
That's because Redding has the best radio station in the country.
And we,
no, it's because, I'm not going to disagree.
We have so many veterans here, and you personally have had this, you know, you became a quasi-expert on post-traumatic stress disorder.
You became the expert, and it was the warrior queen for fighting post-traumatic stress. So that's why. You deserve this honor.
Well, thank you. And I have, over the last 4 years, done a lot of volunteer work and a lot of educating people, so... Eventually, it came back to reward me in a way that was just so amazing.
Something you didn't seek, of course. You know, some people seek recognition for what they do. You've never done that. The only thing you've wanted to do is help people that are suffering from post-traumatic stress. And it's a selfless act, which you did, because you laid yourself and your family out there for people to see, and so you could help other people. So when you went back, when they notified you that you were the one – and they invited you back to D.C. And I saw some pictures, kind of followed you along in Facebook there. So what happened? You got back.
Well, to start with, Elizabeth Dole Foundation was able to – her goal is to bring in partners from – she believes that the VA is not able to take care of our caregivers on their own. So she is bringing in partners from the private business sector, nonprofits, the faith-based communities. So first of all, American Airlines stepped up, and they took care of getting all of us, all 50 of us, back to Washington, D.C.,
wow,
which was amazing.
Oh, wow.
And not only did they take care of our airfare, but I had to change of planes in Houston, and I got off the plane, and here's a big sign and a young, beautiful young gal standing there with my name, and she escorted me to my next flight, took me out to lunch beforehand.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just the VIP treatment. I got into a D.C., and they, two American Airlines employees were standing there greeting us, and we gathered up a number of other people that flew in at the same time, and they just really welcomed us with open arms. And the concern, the genuine concern that they have for veterans was amazing. Bank of America sent us all a $500 gift card to help us with our personal expenses, like the parking and getting to the airport and the meals while we're there, because all the fellows, they all stay home, they take care of their veterans. Some are getting a little bit from the VA to help with their time, but many don't. So many are strictly living on disability. So it was, you know, really nice that people recognize that and made it possible to
okay. Well, Bank America then. Okay. Well, that's a plus for them there. And American Airlines. Good.
That's beautiful.
Glad to hear that. Yeah.
And there's lots more. There are every day there's more and more.
And how long were you there?
For 4 nights.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so probably the highlight was we, as Elizabeth Dole said, we stormed Capitol Hill. So before we got there, the foundation set up appointments with each of us for our representatives from our own state. So I started my morning off with an appointment with Congressman LaMaffa, and he was very welcoming, spent an hour with me in his office, and that was very interesting.
Does he have a nice office?
No.
No. You know, you know why? He's a freshman congressman. Yeah. By the time you get to Herder, we went to Herder's office, and it was like, oh, my gosh, the Taj Mahal. Because he'd been there. He had big windows looking out, and he had a nice big office. But when you get these freshman congressmen, they've got a room like the size of the studio here.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's an office.
Anyway,
so there.
But he spent an hour with you.
And then I had a meeting with one of Barbara Boxer's assistants, which was the one that works with Veteran Affairs. So that
was she a veteran?
No, but her husband was a veteran.
Okay. So Barbara couldn't, was too busy, of course.
Well, you still sound, okay, so let's. Okay.
Did you say you would call her senator? Okay,
yes.
Okay, I won't get into that. All right, so then it was then on to?
Then it was on to a meeting with Leader Pelosi, and that was a pretty amazing meeting.
Was that an individual meeting, or was it like a number of you in that?
Well, it was a meeting that included Senator Dole, and then she selected five fellows from all of us to come to this.
Wow.
So I...
Wow, so you were selected one. Oh, I have 50 people. That's fabulous. Okay, so woo.
Yes, and office-wise, it was quite a contrast between...
Yes,
well,
I guess.
She's the hit, yeah.
Okay.
She has a nice big office.
But I'll tell you the amazing thing was because of this cause, the yes. cause of caring for our military and veteran caregivers, it was wonderful to see people from both sides of the table come together mm-hmm. on this. And so Senator Dole and the five of us went into a beautiful, I won't even call it a conference room because it was couches and, you know, chocolate bonbons and, you know, just a beautiful room where she has her meetings. And when Leader Pelosi came in, she looked at us and she said, "This woman is so well respected on Capitol Hill that whatever she needs and whatever she wants, I will do for her." And this is what it means to shake hands across the aisle. So for me, that was like a very amazing thing to experience.
You know, frankly, there's very few things that Pelosi does that, you know, that I would agree with anyway. But if we can get a bipartisan reach across the aisle to help our veterans, you know, I'll applaud for all of them. I'll vote for if she, you know, okay, maybe not. But you know what I'm talking about. And so if you've got somebody like that, and if she was, you know, if she meant it, that something that we can do to help our veterans get this VA mess unscrewed, all of these things, we need to do that. And so that was good to hear. It's good to hear is that Elizabeth Dole is that well thought of, and that maybe she's going to be the conduit that can make all this work.
She's a pretty amazing. She is the most gracious, intelligent, powerful woman. I mean, I haven't got to meet a lot of women in those positions, but she very, very much impressed me. And what she's been able to do in a very short 2 years has been amazing. So we had a full hour with Leader Pelosi, and she asked Senator Dole, what would you like to talk about? And Senator said, I would like you to listen to each of these women's stories. So we went around, the five of us, and we each got to tell our story. And I, out of the 50, I am the only Vietnam vet spouse. So all the others are from our current conflicts, you know, from
the last 13 years of war.
The last 13 yeah. years of war. So I did share with her.
Vietnam was a completely different story. It was, you know, and I'm surprised that there weren't a couple more, except, you know, it's an aging population. They're in their 60s now. Isn't that a scary thing? You know, the World War II veterans in their 90s, 80s, late 80s and 90s, Korean in their 80s, maybe their 90s, Vietnam in their 60s and early 70s for a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And so, you were the only one there from Vietnam.
Right, in the whole 50.
In the whole 50
fellows.
So what did Pelosi say after she heard all that? Did she, oh my God, or...
what was her
reaction to it?
It was very heartfelt because all five of us had tremendously different stories, all very deeply touching stories about the challenges that are being faced. She was very receptive of it. She, again, when we ended the meeting, just shared with all of us how supportive she was of reaching out and finding the gap. Well, the whole purpose of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, she wants to find the gaps in services for caregivers and try to find ways to bring organizations together to fill in those gaps of unmet needs.
Yeah. Well, okay, we're going to take a quick break. Debbie Sprague is our guest, author of A Stranger in My Bed, a best-selling book about post-traumatic stress disorder. She has classes for people or meeting groups for those who are suffering from it, or the families of those who are suffering, whose loved one is suffering from post-traumatic stress, how you can handle it. It's almost like the Al-Anon of post-traumatic stress groups. She just was awarded to be a fellow, one of 50.
Fantastic.
In the United States, and one from each state. And she and Debbie was a representative from California. Spent 4 days back on Capitol Hill. We talked to all the major players back there. What Elizabeth Dole is trying to do is fill in the gaps in the treatment so that it makes it easier. I would like to see one-stop shopping where they go into one place and they get it all right there. We did it with one safe place. And that was a great thing. We were doing it with the criminals, doing for the criminals in Shasta County. We should be able to do it for our veterans like this, besides the Veterans Clinic, maybe the Veterans Clinic, or maybe there's something else that we can get into it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time.
Pardon me, lad. Where would you say a lucky Irishman like myself could get a nice cold one? Maybe you'll find me a lucky lady.
Oh, not to worry, young lad. I myself is from the lucky land of Ireland. Come with me. There's only one place in Reading where the Irish tradition lives on.
The party is always on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Shameless invites you down every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 3 for $3. 3 drink specials for $3. Like $3 20-ounce Coors Lights, and you call it on all Smirnoff drinks.
Oh, Danny boy, I reckon that's a hat trick.
Over 100 whiskeys behind the bar, and Jameson on tap. $3 drinks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night downtown.
Oh, Danny boy, the people love the food down here.
The corned beef Reuben, the shepherd's pie, and the black and tan onion rings. And don't forget about Shameless every Sunday morning for brunch with a build-your-own omelet bar. Come party downtown at Shameless O'Leary's, where it's always a good time.
You'll come for the food, but you'll stay for the cheer.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
What can I say about that except man's last stronghold? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I love it. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Our guest is Debbie Sprague, who is a Elizabeth Dole Fellow, one of 50. She is a representative from California for veterans and for care of veterans, I should say. The care of veterans and, of course, is the author of the book, A Stranger in My Bed. Because that's two different types of books right there, I think, just by using that one letter, A Stranger in My Bed, about post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay, now, the White House. How was the White House? You went to the White House. I mean, did you have, it was like a big, what happened there?
Yes, we were invited to the White House for a celebration. It started off, they took all of the fellows into a room, and we had our photos taken with Michelle Obama and with Dr. Biden. And then they had us go out into a hallway. They said it was time to go into where the actual ceremony was going to be. And when we arrived that morning, we saw maybe 10 or 15 other people there. They had a little band, a little quartet set up, and were serving sparkling cider. And so we thought that maybe there'd be, besides us, maybe, 30, 40 other people there. So they had us line up in the hallway, and they opened the doors to the grand ballroom. And the whole room was filled with people. And they had us, the 50 of us, walk in. They had chairs in the front of the room reserved for us. And everyone in the room stood, and they all applauded. And we all cried. People from all levels of the government that deal with Veterans Affairs, all the heads of nonprofits, many, many business leaders, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, the National Chamber of Commerce, it was just amazing. And the speakers were Mrs. Obama, Dr. Biden, Senator Dole, and even Rosalynn Carter came. And, she's 90s now. And she was pretty amazing that she did her speech without even looking at her notes, which I was pretty impressed with. I can't do that. But just...
neither can other people in government.
It's really interesting, Debbie, how, through marrying Randy and having the experience that you did, to find another part of yourself, a calling. You took something that could be a personal hell and bring light to it. And the healing of the two, and then started classes here in for women that I know you and I have talked about, veteran spouses that would be just for the wives of women, the military spouses, and then you wrote this book, and now to become in just a very short time a fellow, and then to be invited to the White House. And to be in the presence of some of our world leaders, if not the top world leaders that have done a lot of humanitarian things, whether you believe in their party lines or they're not, the bottom line is, what are you doing for our veterans? And what the traumas are for each person that come back from wars, what may affect one may not affect the other, or vice versa. You see that a lot. Like, when does it come out? How does it come out? How it affect people differently. So, we can't thank you enough for walking through the pain to get the gain.
Thank you. I just want to mention some people I met last week because, you know, it's been real very much in the front page of the paper about what's happened with the VA in Arizona.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
I had the opportunity to meet with the parents of one of the young men who got caught up in that situation who ended up taking his life.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had an event on Saturday in San Diego, which I was invited to be a speaker at. And I had dinner with them a few nights prior to that. And it's amazing how they have taken their pain of losing their son and not knowing what they could do and having him just get so lost in the system that he felt he had no other choice. He just was so lost between his physical ailments and then his PTSD. But I was so impressed with how they have brought, their idea was to bring lots of different organizations together and let veterans come that day and actually get help on the spot, help get into the system, help see what resources were available. So I was just really honored to be invited to be part of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is June is PTSD Awareness Month. Yeah, of course. And they're having there's going to be a community workshop on Thursday, June 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church on Alta Mesa Drive. Something that I'm surprised, but I thought it was less than this, but this is at every 65 minutes, a veteran commits suicide. That's 22 suicides per day. And that's, of course, not – this is from all wars and I imagine from World War II all the way through to now. But still, 22 suicides per day. How much of this is from post-traumatic stress? I guess we wouldn't know because a lot of these men that are being – and women that are being treated, that's for one thing that we would know. But maybe others who have never been treated and not know it. A good friend of ours, Bruce Compton. He just thought for 20 years he was just an ass and that he was just, you know, that – and I shouldn't say that. He just said is that this was just life until he realized – he was a Vietnam vet mm-hmm. or he is a Vietnam vet. And Bruce realized that after he talked to other veterans that, hey, man, you know, failed marriages, have problems at work, all these things might have something to do with combat. And but it's just the fact that that sometimes people don't even know.
Something that popped into my head that I think for the layman that doesn't, you know, can't maybe get a grasp on this. If you ever saw, I know this is going to sound weird, but there was a Tom Hanks movie where he goes down in a plane and he has to live on the island by himself.
Castaway.
And when he comes back after all those years, after what he discovered, what he had to go through, and he came back. And they gave him, here he had lived on this island with all these ocean critters, that he came back and they gave him this big seafood buffet. And he just stood there like he couldn't, he could not relate to the people that were his friends before. He couldn't relate to how I can't eat this food. He was lost because his life could never be the same. So I think that for many of laymen, it's the same for people who've been in combat and battle. It will never be the same. They are not the young men and women that went away to war to even if it was not even a combat situation, still, to come back and to be into a regular, they just don't go, again, it's a stranger in your bed. In their own bodies. So that to me just came to my mind. I think that's something that's a good visual for us to think about. Like, how could they ever be the same? And what do they do? And they have to talk with their brothers and they have to reach out. And that's what we're, Debbie, you're the perfect, perfect example of reaching out to help people understand.
Well, thank you. And that's one reason why we are doing the workshop this month, because so many people don't understand. And that was one of the biggest problems I faced personally, was that when Randy was diagnosed with PTSD, and it was having a tremendous impact on me and on him. And when I tell people Randy's got PTSD, I just get these blank stares. Or I get comments like, ugh. There's no such thing as PTSD, or, you know, it's just an excuse for his bad behavior. And it was very difficult to have nobody around me that understood. And that's why when I started learning about PTSD and how I could help Randy, I wanted to help other people to understand, because you know, that's one of the biggest things that we're missing is having that support and that awareness and understanding about what it is.
Well, I tell you, let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. Hey, Norma Comnick came in here. If I can just finish up with this one, this portion, because I do want to talk about what we can do in this in your meeting you're going to have this, you know, your this, and I hate to say a class, but this presentation you're giving about PTSD is something that a lot of people should come to learn a lot about it. But we want to give a shout out right now to Norma Comnick, who is, you know, Norma is just celebrated her birthday. I'm not going to say how old Norma, but Norma used to bring us in, brings us in cookies best, and cakes and
best baker in the world.
And I tell you what, and she said, I heard from somebody who's listening to your show, you're badmouthing me because I hadn't brought in any cookies lately. So Norma, I said, gee, I would never badmouth you, really, to your face especially, but because I'm afraid you might hit me.
You were whining that you haven't.
I didn't
where,
have any, we didn't
where
have any
have
cookies.
You been?
Where's Norma? You know, and so Norma brought in a whole plate full of oatmeal cookies with raisins, my favorite. So Norma, we love you, and you know, don't be a stranger. You can come in, sit down, say hello to us, bring your cookies. So. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Big sales coming up July 4th, but you can, why don't you sneak on down there right now? Get the car, truck, or SUV of your choice. It's your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Don't leave town. Don't look online. Just go down there and say, I want the best deal you can make me, and they're going to do it. Give them a call, 223-2177. Again, 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed. And the fact is that she's giving a presentation on June the 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. on PTSD, 22 suicides per day of our veterans. Debbie was just this is
staggering
not just,
number.
Debbie is an expert on this. Debbie has just been awarded a fellow, being named a fellow in the Elizabeth Dole.
Wow.
By Elizabeth Dole Commission on veterans, on treating veterans and veterans care. She was the representative from California. Something like this is a very large feather in her hat, but you would never know that, because that's not the way Debbie is. Debbie is out there to help our veterans. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, where we honor our veterans. Here to let you know, we now have offices located inside Eagles Landing at 3300 Bocelli Lane, Suite C, across from the bike shop. Come on in and learn about the services of Homeward Bound and learn about the museum project right here in Northern California. If you make a credit card purchase, a portion of the sale goes directly to the museum and Homeward Bound. We're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on your dial. AM, that is 8:49 in the morning here on this 9th of June. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. They have tobacco, what are they called? Tobacco and Brew Cuties in there. They're making their coffee. Fantastic beans. Best price in town if you want to buy beans by the pound. In fact, if you're going to visit your father on Father's Day, they're having a really good deal right now where if you'd like to purchase a Zippo lighter or a humidor, there's going to be a drawing for a Zippo's men's watch. And I think that's he's off the air now, but I think that's what I'm going to get, Carl. okay. We have they also have Psycho 7 Cigars, and the Psycho Cigars receives 90 points in their Cigar Aficionado magazine. Bob's laughing about Psycho. What happens when you puff
Psycho
on that puppy?
Psycho Cigar.
Yeah. They also have the new H. Upman, the banker, and you can just see what that, yep, that's probably a roller, one of those big things you just wrap your lips around. And the customers enjoy the cigar, so that's Tobacco and Brew. With us this morning is Debbie Sprague, and we're very happy, to have the author of A Stranger in My Bed. We've been with, Debbie this morning for our show talking about how she's just received the Elizabeth Dole Award of being a fellow and her, trip to Washington. But something that Debbie has brought with us today that we want to bring awareness to is that there is a community workshop that is happening in June. Can you tell us where and when?
Yes, it's on June 19th. It's at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, which is on Alta Mesa Drive. And if you'd like to come, you don't need to make reservations ahead of time, but I appreciate if you do, just so that we make sure and have plenty of refreshments and plenty of materials for you. So you can do that by calling me at 530-247-0170. And this is open to all community members. And what we're going to be doing is just providing information about what PTSD is and how you can better support our veterans and anyone in our community that might be suffering from it. You know, things like unemployment and homelessness and just lack of understanding from friends and family can have a tremendous impact on our veterans. So we just want to make sure people understand what it is and that you're not, you know, that you're comfortable with it. You're not alone. And what you can do as a community member, as an employee, as a faith-based organization, what you can do to help.
Okay, so it says that on your flyer that, of course, you're going to be speaking, and you're going to be talking about 8 steps to taking your life back from the contagious effects of your veteran's post-traumatic stress disorder. The word contagious in there is something I'm curious about. What does that mean, your contagious effects?
Thanks for asking, Linda. You know, it's like when you look in the mirror. When you're living with somebody that has symptoms and behaviors of PTSD, as a spouse, as a child, as anyone that's around the veteran or the person that has PTSD, you actually start mirroring those behaviors. So if he is depressed, you become depressed. If they're angry, you become angry. For instance, or the different triggers like being uncomfortable in crowds, needing to sit in the back corner at a restaurant so you can see all the doors. Mm-hmm. Well, now even if Randy's not...
You know anybody does that?
I think Carl does that, doesn't he?
Angry about housework.
Right.
I'm not angry about housework.
I didn't say you were.
About housework.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
So even if you're not with the person that's got PTSD, you start... Those things start bothering you as well. And I wanted to just take that another step further. Carl was saying about the 22 suicides per day of veterans.
Yeah. Yes.
What's not counted in that number is the number of spouses, children, significant others that are affected by that.
Ooh. They could have it. Because, you know, and PTSD can be alcoholism. It could be addiction to gambling. It could be anything that really punches up your adrenaline. And that's, you know, because you've been living it at such PTSD eats your each part of your brain. I mean, shouldn't say eats parts of your brain, but
takes over.
But it does because of the cortisol, it gets into your brain because you've got when you're living on adrenaline a lot, it starts affecting you for long periods of time. And different people handle PTSD different ways. And that's just the way it is. Some can handle it, some can't. Some people can function with high levels of PTSD, some people can't. Some people can have PTSD, but it doesn't manifest itself till 20 years later, as in your case, when with Randy. And you know what? And God bless Randy, too, because Randy let himself be – You wrote about Randy.
He let himself be exposed totally
in this.
That takes a man. It takes a real man right there.
And a real woman, because I know that because of the problems you were having, you were counseled by professionals, quote professionals, that said just walk away, and you never did. So, you know, kudos to you. And but you are helping so many others, so many thousands and thousands of people through your book and through your speeches and appearing in different places, Debbie. But
I have a question, because also we're talking about the veterans with the PTSD, and that's a specialty of people who have experienced and been in traumatic situations, and then they come back and they try to be in, like, going with a grocery cart down aisle two could be what's the trigger there. But
it could be a smell. It could be something that you whiff. It goes across. It could be garlic. It could be the smell of burned popcorn. It could be the smell of a barbecue. It could be just something that is standing there. It could affect people.
Interesting. Wow. The burned popcorn I have to worry about.
Not really. I've gotten used to it.
It's kind of like the
smell of victory.
Okay, but the smell of victory, the smell of being human, or maybe the microwave was, you know, anyway.
But you wonder about why I come in there. It's because...
Come in where?
Well, when I smell things, you know,
burning?
like the burnt popcorn.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. It has an aroma that brings back things.
Wow.
So, I mean, not that you have, you know, flashbacks or anything, but it just, I think it's just, you're much more, and Debbie can say this, but your senses are heightened on certain things. Some things just don't bother me at all. That bother other people, I know, and bothers Linda, but doesn't bother me. But anyway, we're just prattling on here.
But the point is that with the PTSD, we are talking about veterans, but Debbie, in your studies, is that it's people in all walks of life from all kinds of traumas that can have PTSD. Yes, your specialty is in the veterans and the spouses of veterans, but in your studies as well, have you found out, you know, just what it was, somebody who's experienced a divorce, an accident, perhaps a crime of some sort, being, you know, all those things can make people too. But when you are a veteran, you are constantly in harm's way. So there is an adrenaline punch constantly going on there, right?
Right, right. But you're right. There's so many family abuse. Our firemen, our policemen, you know, basically it is a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. So think about it. Natural disasters, hurricanes, just so many different things.
It's just not military people. It's everybody. And it causes divorces and, like you said, domestic violence and, you know, alcohol and all this. It affects everybody. And we're not talking about, okay, let's, because we only got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about one more time that it's going to be on Thursday, June 19th, which is a week from this Thursday.
7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church.
The topics will be a PTSD, the overview, causes, symptoms, and triggers, the cost of PTSD to those suffering and their families, how families, friends, employees, and communities can help.
And we need to put more, you know, and here's what it is. Well, may I tell you what, Debbie, give us the last thoughts here on this. You're going to talk to everybody here a week from Thursday.
Okay, my final thoughts are that so many people don't understand PTSD, and the better awareness that we have of what it is and that it is truly just a normal thing that happens to us. So it's nothing to be afraid of, but it's definitely something to be aware of so that we can support those people in our community, help them with jobs, help them to be comfortable seeking treatment, helping them to be comfortable with that diagnosis, because the quicker they get help, the sooner they're going to start healing.
Great. Debbie Sprague,
thank you so much
for joining us. It won't be the last time. We've got,
and congratulations.
This is the month for a PTSD awareness. We'll pull you back in here again. Maybe we'll bring Randy in too. Randy, maybe we can get Randy on here.
Oh, he'd love that.
He's not golfing.
He said diesel fumes hits him.
Oh, diesel
tomorrow
fumes.
We have Shasta Regional Medical Center with Karen Hoyt. Pat Wallner is going to be in and talking about the fair. Fair's this week. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Las Vegas police officers usually patrol solo, but today they're going out in pairs following yesterday's deadly ambush. Left two veteran officers dead. They were gunned down as they were having lunch at a pizzeria. Diner Cherie Burns tells KTNV-TV that the officers never had a chance.
This man came in out of nowhere. I thought he was going to get a drink the way he walked up and walked past them. And then he turned around, pulled the gun on his right, and shot the bald officer.
One of the gunmen then killed another person at a nearby Walmart before both of them died in an apparent suicide pact. President Obama moving to cap student loan payments. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president will be signing an executive order that lets borrowers pay no more than 10% of their monthly income in student loan payments. The measure expands on